USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say at least 100 people are unaccounted for after a high-rise condo partially collapsed near Miami Beach. The Miami-Dade County Police Director making a grim announcement this afternoon. So far, one person is dead and 35 people were rescued. As rescue efforts continue, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he's hoping for the best when it comes to people's safety after the partial collapse.
It's a really, really tragic situation. So we'll hope for the best in terms of additional recoveries, but we are bracing for some bad news just given the destruction that we're seeing.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Labor Department reporting 411,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. That's 7,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Biden says he and a bipartisan group of senators have come to an agreement on a $1 trillion infrastructure plan after meeting at the White House on Thursday. Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema is among those senators, and she praises the bipartisan efforts to get the deal done.
This historic agreement today between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate and with the President of the United States shows that when a group of people who are committed with shared values to solving the problems and challenges our country faces, we can use bipartisanship to solve these challenges.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani's law license is now suspended in the state of New York. That's according to a new state Supreme Court ruling out on Thursday. The court's saying an interim suspension from practicing law is needed due to conduct that threatens the public interest. Giuliani and his attorneys will have a chance to argue their case that the law license should not be revoked. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you'll help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Going a little bit more in-depth on one of our top stories, Miami Heat star Tyler Herro and assistant coach Chris Quinn are helping out at the scene of a partial building collapse near Miami Beach. They were seen handing out water, snacks, and other supplies to people at the reunification center. One resident who was in the building during the collapse says he didn't know what was going on when it happened.
I figured that it was a lightning storm, one of our great Palmetto Pounders. And I realized that it didn't stop, and I kept on, it just kept on going for like 30 seconds.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Over 80 Miami-Dade fire rescue units are on the scene trying to find survivors. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is criticizing where Vice President Kamala Harris is choosing to visit along the Texas-Mexico border.
So she's going where she's not really going to be seeing active crossings. I don't think they want them crossing behind her in a camera shot.
Harris will be in El Paso on Friday and will try to assess what needs to be done to address the current illegal immigration crisis. Patrick saying him nor Republican Governor Greg Abbott have been invited to meet with Harris at the border.
If Kamala Harris wants to send me an invitation today and ask me to meet her in El Paso, I'll go and I'll greet her on the tarmac.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.